Well, if you're a regular listener, you might remember a couple of months ago on Changing Australia, you heard from musician and teacher Mark Walton, who spent decades sharing music with kids in regional areas and pioneering remote video learning long before the pandemic.
Music is a very powerful thing, and it's always fighting for its place in the curriculum at school. However, it is one of the most important things for learning and building confidence and identity.
We had a really strong reaction to that chat with Mark Walton. Well, today we have two more guests who are bringing music education to regional and remote schools, but in very different ways. Bernie Hurd from the Australian Youth Orchestra directs the Music in Me program, which over the past decade has been mentoring primary school teachers in music education. And also joining me this morning is musician Elvis Kernaghan, who at just 21 has been using his skills to teach Outback kids how to write and record songs. Bernie and Elvis, a very warm welcome to Changing Australia this morning.
Thank you, Sally. It's lovely to be here.
G'day, Sally. Thanks very much. Nice to meet you.
Now, Elvis, before we talk about some of the work that you're doing, Kernaghan is a very well-known name in music circles, particularly in regional and remote Australia. How do you fit into the dynasty there?
Well, Lee and Tanya, raised me grandfather, Lee and Tanya, me aunties and uncles. That's how she goes.
That's how she goes. Well, good to have you with us. I'm sure lots of people who are into country music would certainly be wondering. Elvis, when you were 12, you joined a tour of remote community schools run by your mum. You're only 12 at that stage, but what sort of impact did that trip have on you?
Oh, well, a massive impact. You know, it was my first experience in regional Australia, really, and especially in remote communities through WA, Northern Territory and Queensland. And I fell in love with it completely. And, you know, the decade following, I just thought about it constantly. And as soon as I got the chance, you know, turn 18, started getting my stuff together, back out there.
And Bernie, for you, where did the idea come from for you to try and give some support and mentoring for primary school teachers in music education who might be outside the city centres?
Yeah, sure. I grew up in regional New South Wales as well. I went to a small two-teacher school in the Riverina, and I was really fortunate that my teachers really encouraged music education for us. But I know that is not the case for all children in all schools through the Music in Me program, which was established by Richard Gill 10 years ago. We aim to try and provide access to quality music education for every child. It shouldn't be reliant on whether you're from the right postcode or you happen to have the luck of a principal or a teacher who is really interested in bringing music to their children. It should be for every child in every school.
Bernie, can there sometimes be a sense of responsibility but a nervousness from teachers who really want to deliver this education to kids in their classrooms but are worried that they don't have the resources or the knowledge to get there?
Absolutely. And this is something which has been an increasing challenge in Australia. We know from the data that most teachers who are learning to become primary teachers are receiving less than 10 hours of music training in their entire four-year degree at university. So therefore, it is very likely that they're just simply not confident enough to give music a go. And often schools will only schedule, say, one term a year or not that quality sequential music education that we know has such great benefit for children.
As a country kid, as I was saying, we were in our previous discussion about rural and regional schools. We didn't have a lot of that in our schooling and often felt like we didn't catch up. Elvis Kernaghan, you've started your own workshops with your band, Elvis Kernaghan and the Min Min Lights. What kind of work do you directly with kids who might not have teachers who are able to deliver music education?
Oh, yep. Well, we travel around and all of the schools that we visit don't have music education, or they don't have it year-round at least. And it's sort of an adrenaline shot of getting in there, setting up the live band, getting them writing, you know, get them to write a song in an hour, get all the lyrics down, however they say it, you know, don't put any words in their mouth, and then show them that it's just an open tuning, one finger, three chords, and that's all there is to it, and, you know, they get onto it pretty easy themselves. It's really just to show them they can do it.
How much of a hunger do you see for kids who might be missing out, who want to get into music? And it sounds like they've got something to say, Elvis.
Oh, it's massive. Yeah, absolutely. So many of these kids, you know, bush kids, have got the best stories and the best minds, and they're just purpose-built for it almost. You know, the bush parts of Australia, that's where they're growing up.
Have you been surprised by some of the things that kids want to sing about and talk about in these sessions, Elvis? Have there been some pretty good song titles that have come out of it?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, like, I had a little bit of exposure, so I was, you know, prepared for it a bit, but I actually brought out a couple of Pommies with me in my band that I met in school. And when they got to the first school and they said, oh, yeah, frogs. They were talking to some year fours, I think. I said, frogs, yeah. Oh, what do you do when you see a frog? And they said, oh, me and Dad get the buckshot. And that freaked them out. But, you know, they must have been talking about a cane toad, hopefully. But,
but so you never it. Quite know what's going to be there.
Oh, you never ever know. No way, yeah. They're all different too.
Mm. Bernie, with the work that you're doing with these teachers, how big do you think the gap is in music education often between country and city schools?
It varies enormously. There are certainly some regional areas. There are a lot of fantastic educators in regional areas, and you know there's networks of regional conservatoriums and wonderful beacons where there's great music education happening. But the challenge is equity of access across regional areas, and particularly in small schools and small communities or remote communities. What we try and do is find great music teachers and train them to become mentors, and they can then radiate out into the schools in their region. Or if there's no one who is close to them geographically, then we'll provide a mentor from a metropolitan area or somewhere else not too far away, and they would ideally go and visit the school, meet the teachers, develop that relationship, really assess where they're at and what their needs are, and then you know, have some intensive time mentoring them, but then also keep in touch online. There's a lot they can do using video conferencing and you know other means of keeping in touch remotely as well.
And it sounds like not only a big gap in the resources and the teachers out there, but there can be big gaps in need. Some kids will have a lot of talent. They want to go down a very structured road and they have big goals with their music. For other kids, they've got something to say. They want to be writing and creating music like Elvis is talking about. How challenging can it be to meet those different goals for some kids, Bernie?
Well, none of it can happen without that foundation. If there isn't equitable music education happening in the classroom for every child, then we won't have the opportunity to find those kids, to give them a chance to really you know, put their hand up and take their music further if they wouldn't have an opportunity to learn an instrument. We know that if there's quality music education happening in the classroom, either with their primary teacher or if they're lucky enough to have a music specialist in the class as well, then that means that, you know, over time when they do pick up an instrument, if they get that chance, they'll be so much more capable and ready to do that. And it also makes an incredible difference to the culture of the school. We know when we visit a school where there has been mentoring happening for a long time, there's some incredible schools where every teacher in the school over multiple years has been mentored. It's really important to the school. As soon as you enter the school, you know that it is a really creative, special school, that music is the life for them.
You're listening to Changing Australia on Radio National Breakfast, and we're talking about music education beyond the city limits. My guests this morning are Bernie Hurd from the Australian Youth Orchestra and musician Elvis Kernaghan. Elvis, and the work that you've been doing out in the bush, a lot of it's been self-funded. How challenging has that been?
Oh, it's been really challenging. Yeah, we did it, you know, in a 10-year-old Falcon, the lowest to the ground they ever made them in, a little Chinese trailer aboard as we left. And, you know, not much ground clearance, not much profile on the tyres. So I was trying to keep it as accessible as possible. So we did for the minimum cost. But then as soon as you have a couple of blowouts, a couple of tyres go, clutch went in the car, you know, you're in the wind. So, you know, did it at a huge risk, but the reward was, you know, so fantastic. And just seeing these kids light up and have that exposure was so worth it. But in the future, I'll do it again. I'll do it again. That's true.
What sort of raw talent are you seeing out there, Elvis? What's kind of stayed with you of some of the kids you've been working with so far?
Oh, ridiculous raw talent, you know, for word craft, for singing, even for percussion especially. Like, so many of these kids have never played a drum or anything, but, you know, hand them some percussion and they're just locked into the backbeat like no one knew. Like there was a Normanton State School, we did a gig, and by the end of the show, because we do a little concert for the kids as well, of Australian classics and a few originals, there was a little kid about probably 6 years old, and he was miming exactly what the drummer was doing, and he was playing a rock beat, straight 4-4, and I spoke to him, he'd never had any exposure before.
How much of a sense of trust is there? Because sometimes kids love getting trust that, yeah, you can touch that, you can have a go, you can do that, we'll use your words. Putting kids in a position of some kind of control there, Elvis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and that we try to do it as much as possible, and I think it does make an impact because I say to them, you know, we're writing the song, and I don't write the song for them. Every word's got to come out of their mouth. And at some point, you know, if we're, you know, in a little bit of a lull in the workshop, I'll say, look, at the end of the day, this is your song. If you don't write a good song, it's not going to be on my record. It's going to be, that's on you.
Give them a rev up.
And oh, goodness me, when I say that, those kids are fired up and they write some absolute crackers.
Bernie Heard, the program that you're working in was established, as you're saying, by the late Richard Gill, who was adored and one of the most respected conductors and passionate music educators in Australia. What does it mean to you to play a role in carrying on that legacy?
Oh, it's an incredible honour. I had the great privilege to work with Richard for 10 years early in my career at the Sydney Symphony Orchestra. So now to be invited to come back and manage this national program that he had the great vision to establish 10 years ago is such a huge honour. We know that music is valuable to young people, that it boosts their confidence, it boosts their literacy and numeracy, but also because it's good and every child should have the right to that quality sequential music education. I love the stories that Elvis was sharing and that's exactly what we're wanting to support here. So Richard would have loved that too. I'm sure he would have really enjoyed it.
I remember being on the road with a certain ABC cameraman, and to keep ourselves sane, or maybe not, when we're on the road in Pakistan and India, he had a song called Go Little Donkey Go that we'd add a verse to every trip that we were on that just seemed never ending, but it kind of kept us engaged and often kept our heads for a little while out of some of the stories that we were reporting on. Mm. Elvis, I've got to ask you, you've got a guitar with you, of course. Can you tell us about one of the songs that you've recorded with the kids and maybe play us a little snippet to bring us home this morning?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, yeah, I'll grab my guitar. Fender sent me out 5 of these to give, just, you know, no attachment, no strings attached, to give to kids in school. So when I leave, they can start, you know, playing the songs. I always give them a bit of tab. Well, the song that I'm going to play is, I wrote it with the kids, but really now it's a cover of In Baduri by the kids at Baduri. And I'd left the school and I passed back through after Birdsville, and I'd found out that since we did the workshops and we put on the little gig with them, their parents have bought them drum kits, they've got guitar lessons going, it's all happening. So they're a band, eh? So this is a cover of In Baduri by the kids of Baduri. If you want to be what you want to be, come down Baduri. Hold my hand, you'll understand why we love the land. Jump in the pool, straight from school, go down the roadhouse. Grab a cold drink and an ice cream, come sit with me a heap. If you really want to know what it's like living in Baduri, come on down, I'm gonna tell you a story. We got cowboys, trees, lots of families in Baduri.
What a fantastic track. Elvis, thank you so much for bringing the guitar in. I think we need to give that a bit of a run at the end of the show as well, if we can as well. Oh, Elvis, thank you very much.
Thanks very much, Sally.
That's Elvis Kernaghan, a musician, and Bernie Heard, thank you very much for being my guest this morning as well on Changing Australia.
Thanks so much, Sally.
You're listening to Elvis Kernighan, a musician, and Bernie Hurd, who works with the Australian Youth Orchestra, passing on music to kids in rural and regional areas. And with those Kernighans in country music, not only are they talented, they're some of the loveliest people you can ever meet out there on the road.